When the king's lids fluttered open, his eyes rolled, pausing now and then to focus on the shadows in the corners, as if he saw things standing there. "He's dreaming," Redwald hissed. "He does not know we are here." "I know," the king spat, the two words like an epithet. "Listen then," he croaked. "Listen closely, Harold Godwinson, for this is the moment we have worked so hard to reach and sold your soul to gain." Harold smiled.
"Once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered, weak and weary, over a many quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore, while I nodded, nearly napping, suddenly there came a tapping, as if someone gently rapping at my chamber door. 'Tis some visitor," I muttered, "tapping at my chamber door. Only this and nothing more."
Ned Stark prayed to a tree. Aaron Greyjoy worshipped a god by drowning his converts. Thoros of Myr was a drunk, a warrior, and also a miracle-working red priest. When Stannis Baratheon attacked King's Landing, the common folk called out for their seven to save them.
"Mr. Campbell, the Minister of Essendine, was waiting for me by the garden gate. Good man. He asked if I'd breakfast, and hearing that I'd lacked for nothing, he took my hand in both of his and clasped it kindly under his arm. 'Well, Davy, lad,' he said after a while, 'I will go as far as the ford and set you on your way.' And we began to walk forward in silence.